get you through your workday. It's Doris Day in the Midday.
What Kind of Gone? Chris Cagle at Kix 101.1, and I have special guest Alex Miller in the studio. Hello, Alex.
Good morning, Doris. How are you?
I am awesome. Welcome to Kix Country. We'll be talking in just a few about all kinds of cool stuff that is going on in your life, and we're going to be hearing from you as well.
Yes.
Joining me in studio, I can't believe this. I need to pinch myself. Alex Miller.
How are you this morning, Doris?
I am so...
I love that shirt.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
When I first got it from you, I was like, oh, this is really cute. And then the back, of course, has all the songs on it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if anybody wants to know who Alex Miller is, I can just turn around and say it anyway. So, but thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. It's good to be on here. You've supported me a long time.
Yeah.
And it's great to finally meet you in person.
It is. Yes. Yeah. So you had a chance to meet Brandon behind me.
I did. I think everybody said he looked like a midget is what they told me. Hey, he's tall, folks. I'm just real tall.
Yeah. 6'6", is that right?
That's right, 6'6", yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Wow. Is that like running the family, or are you just like an anomaly?
I'm pretty much an anomaly on the height and the music side of things, too. Like, yeah. Nobody in my family plays or sings, and nobody's as tall, no.
I do have to ask a question. Is anybody in your family disappointed you didn't follow a basketball career?
Yeah. Well, especially up where I'm from, Kentucky, you know, we have a very powerful basketball program there, so I think there was definitely I could have been a really good point guard, but the football team really wanted me too. So,
oh, I bet they did.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I'm glad you chose music.
And I am too.
I'm sure you are. Your current song is called "The Bird."
Yes,
with Tracy Byrd. And you've got to tell me the story behind this song, please.
Well, you know, songs could come about from anywhere, but this one, "The Bird," came about in an elevator ride. Now, listen, I was in Indianapolis at this convention, and I saw on the bill that Tracy Byrd was going to be there. And so I was like, well, I'm going to meet him. So I was getting on my elevator to kind of go meet him, you know?
Yeah.
And the old door's open, and there he stood. And I said, "You're Tracy Byrd." And he looked at me, and he said, "And you're Alex Miller." And I went, "Yeah, I am." And so I shook his hand, and, you know, we got to talking. He loves old country music. And so we got to talking about Johnny Paycheck, and because he cut a couple of his songs and some of the old stars and stuff. And he gave me his number and said, if I ever need anything, let him know. And I said, okay. So I, you know, got that. And a year or two goes by, and I see his tour manager at a convention. And I'd talked to Tracy along about some things in my career and things I wanted to do. And his tour manager said, you know, you and Tracy ought to cut a song together. And I said, yeah, what do you have in mind? And they wanted me to cut maybe Watermelon Crawl or We're From the Country as a duet. But I said, Jeff, I think I can do better than that. I said, I think I can write something. He said, well, you're going to have to give them the bird regardless. And I said, and that's the idea right there. So I wrote the song, and I still had Tracy's number. I sent it to him and asked him if he would duet it with me, and he sure did. He said, yes, he did, and the song is out now. People can go listen to it.
And here it is right now, Kix 101.1. Alex Miller along with Tracy Byrd. Alex Miller in studio, The Bird. Oh, my gosh, that song.
Man, Tracy, doesn't he sound so good in that song?
He does. There.
I tell you, when I first heard it, me and my dad were listening to it, and then we both got goosebumps. We all had the biggest smile, and I got to thank Tracy so much for cutting that song with me. It's truly something that I'm really proud of, career-wise and just as a personal level, too.
So you got all of the titles of his songs in there, right?
No, we got seven of them in there, except Keeper of the Stars. That's the only one we missed. And we tried everywhere in the world to get it in there, but it just wouldn't fit, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to compromise the song for just one title.
Right, I understand that for sure. Alex Miller joining us in studio. We're going to listen to Luke Combs while you guys get ready
to play
some
music here.
Kix 101.1.